Welcome to Access Cleveland. It's Grace Roberts. Wonderful Sunday to you. And in case you didn't know, the Juneteenth celebration is coming up very soon. The Call and Post celebrates the anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation with the inaugural Juneteenth celebration. And I have two very special guests here in studio with me, the project manager, Vicki Dansby, and also the managing editor over at the Call and Post, Kevin Chilhurd. Thank you both for joining us. Welcome.
Hey, Grace. Thanks
good
for having
be
us.
Here. Good to be
Let's
here.
Talk about the Juneteenth celebration. This is huge, and I'm looking forward to. Vicki, tell us all about it.
Okay, great. Grace, thanks for having us. The Call and Post is collaborating with Ward 6, Mamie Mitchell, Councilwoman Mamie Mitchell, to celebrate Juneteenth this year. This is our inaugural event. The event will be on June 22nd. Which is next Saturday from 11 till 2 on Williams Avenue behind the Call and Post is off 116th Street, about yes. a block south of Shaker Boulevard. We're going to have so much fun. It's a family event.
Oh, yes.
We have a lot of things planned. The city of Cleveland, as I said before, is collaborating with us. So they are bringing their safety fair with all the different police units, the mounted unit, the canine unit. It basically just gives people an opportunity to mingle with the safety forces in the yes. city of Cleveland. But we also have a wonderful Bryan and Stratton Kids Court. And the Kids Court will feature things like bounce houses and inflatable slide and That's face fun. Painting and caricature drawings, all yes. kinds of stuff. And we have plenty of vendors, food vendors and specialty items. We have, line dancing right? in the street with Belinda Haywood.
Yeah,
Chef
much
Eric
fun.
Wills cooking demonstration. So we have a whole lot of fun things planned for the entire family.
Indeed. Bring the entire family. That's Saturday, June 22nd. It's the Juneteenth celebration. Also, we have one of our own who will be the MC.
Yes, absolutely. Sam Silk will be in the play.
Sam Silk will be joining us for the Juneteenth celebration, so you do not want to miss it. Saturday, June 22nd, from Williams Avenue, behind the Call and Post building on off of East 116th. Bring the entire family. It starts at 11 o'clock. It gets underway. And Chill, you're going to tell us about some of the entertainment?
Yes, indeed. You know what? The Call and Post is really excited about having this event. As we approach, as you know, the Call and Post is Ohio's oldest, large African-American
yes.
newspaper.
Yes.
We're striving towards 100 years. We're getting close. So this is a great opportunity for us to welcome everybody to our building, to participate with us and celebrate with us. And the lineup that we have is incredible of local performers. We have Sarah's Girl, which everybody loves.
Love Stacey. It. Love
we
it.
Love her. She totally rocks. We have Sweet 16. We have Dr. E. We have some young performers. We have this young poet, Ombre Thomas, who is a high school student at Shaker Heights High School. Man, that is crazy talent.
Awesome.
We have a young girl, Lauren Hobbs, one of the most beautiful, sweetest, strongest voices you will ever hear come out of a little girl. And Vicki can tell you, the Posse Band, you have to see to believe. These
yes.
This is the funkiest blues band that you have ever seen in your life. And it's just going to be lots of good entertainment. Like Vicki said, spoken word, poetry, singing, blues, R&B is going to be really, really nice.
A lot of fun for the entire family. I'm looking forward to. Now, tell us about the Juneteenth. For those that may not know or want more information about the actual Juneteenth.
The Juneteenth is a celebration that all people, all Americans should know, especially African Americans. Over 150 years ago, as you know, Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, freeing what we called then the Negroes from involuntary servitude. Well, it took a while for the information that we were free to get all across the country. And the last area in Galveston, Texas, was the last holdout who didn't have that information, or at least they act like they didn't have the information. And when the troops got there to let them know on June 9th, 1865, that the Emancipation Proclamation had been signed, then there was a celebration throughout the nation because If all of us aren't free, none of us are free. Right. And so we celebrate that date even to this day.
Saturday, June 22nd at 11 o'clock. Celebration of freedom. Food, fun, spoken word, line dancing.
Soul Train Line.
We're trying to break the record for the world's longest Soul Train.
Okay,
line.
Get ready.
Bring
your egg in, right?
I got my moves ready and everything. Train.
Right. That is so much fun. Oh, I'm excited.
And you know what I want to mention also, Grace, that I did not mention, we have part of our heritage, as you know, is playing cards.
Yes.
That's something that we have done for many, many years. And we do have a playing card tent that we have spades and
bid with
and pinochle. And we do have prizes for the winners. We have Ohio Lottery scratch-off.
And me and my homeboy Smooth are challenging anybody to spades. We're the spades champions of Cleveland. So,
yeah, all right. Now, how can we get more information?
The event is free and open to the public, so you don't need any tickets. Just come on down. If you want more information about the event, you can call us at 216-588-6700. Or you can visit us on our website at callandpost.com. Okay, Grace, one more thing. I want to thank our partners on this, the City of Cleveland and Ward 6, Councilwoman Mamie Mitchell, and our honorary chair, Mr. Donnie Perkins, who is the VP of Diversity and Inclusion at University Hospital, and Key Bank.
Awesome, awesome.
And of course, Cleveland's own WZAK.
Thank you. Yes, we will be there. The Juneteenth celebration. Vicki Dansby, she's a project manager for the event and the managing editor over at the Call and Post, Kevin Chill Hurd, who I heard he just said he had a mean game of spades, all right? So we're going to call him out on that. Thank you both for joining us.
Okay, thanks, Grace.